offending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are 3. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you already know you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. It's Tuesday. We hope that you have not left your momentum from Monday. We hope that you're off to a great start. And as always, we want you to know school zones are in full effect. They're flashing until 9 a.m. And I want to remember to remind you that they resume again at 2 o'clock. So as you're traveling about your day, remember that we don't only have to be careful in the morning, but we also have to slow down in the afternoons, 2 o'clock. But for right now, school buses are rolling. School kids are standing at school bus stops. You know, crossing guards are out. Our resource officers, you know, just kudos to them. They work really hard to make sure that not only do our school kids and our schools remain safe, but that kids get off to a great start in the morning. And I'm just a firm believer that when you start right, you end right. And starting right, starting this new school year, means creating a plan that works for you and that works for your kids. And you know, it's called insanity when you do the same thing and you expect something different. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about the insanity of the morning, the hurry, the hollering, the fussing. You know what? It's just not a great way to start the morning. And we made the decision. And, you know, it wasn't that bad, but, you know, hurry up. Where's your stuff? Did you do this? Did you do that? You know, we got to go. Well, you know, when you create a good plan at night, it makes everything so much better in the morning. So you know what? We're all still trying to get in the groove to back to school, and it's a process. But you've got to start in the process, and starting means creating some sort of plan that works for everybody, not just for moms and dads, but for kids as well. And so we encourage you to do that. And you know, another thing I was thinking with back to school, and I'm sure every parent is experiencing this, after the first day or the first week, your kids are just inundated with fundraisers. It starts already. You know what? Don't be moved by that. I found myself saying, oh no, it's fundraising time again. You know what? We decided we're going to do what we can do, and we're not going to sweat it. you know, you just take in what you can take in, do what you can do, and it's like, okay, not that we don't have enough to do. Now we have to help our kids raise money. But you know what? We really understand that it's critically important for schools, D.C., to raise money, especially for their athletic programs, for academic programs, and it's just part of it. And so we just decided, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do what we can. We're going to do our part. And if everybody does something, it works out.
Absolutely.
And so everybody's got these little cards. They're about $20. And a lot of the local restaurants, a lot of local businesses have participated in it. And, you know, you just go out and ask people. And it's just a part of giving back to our kids. And it encourages them, D.C., and it helps to build their self-esteem when they have to go out and literally engage with people.
Absolutely, it does. And I tell you, you know, in the spirit of giving, Carlette, and I try to, you know, it's my motto, you can't beat God giving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm trying to get that down on the inside of me. And, you know, I like to press in with my giving. You know, that's one thing. Because, you know, God persistently and consistently gives to us. And we're never without. We never lack. You know, and we love giving. We love giving to the church. We love giving to, you know, just everyday situations. Most of the time, anybody comes to us and say anything about giving, we're going to give something to it.
And you know what else, too, and what I love about your spirit of giving is that, especially with kids, when kids come, a lot of kids come with their parents. A lot of kids come by the office, by the house. You know what? I just want to encourage people, D.C. It really encourages our kids if you give something.
Absolutely, it does.
Because doesn't it take a lot? And you and I always talk about, you know, we've been salespeople from probably from day one.
Absolutely. High school, we were slinging.
Well, probably even earlier than that, you know. But now kids are not engaging nearly as much as they did years ago. So it takes so much for kids to just come up and say their name and what they're doing and their school. And so we really kind of have to encourage them and help them along. And you may not be able to give everything, but if you give something, boy, how that encourages them as well.
Absolutely, it does.
And so we want to encourage people, you know, don't sweat the small stuff. Fundraisers, being inundated with paperwork, having to pay the little fees, we all know it's just a part of being back into school, getting back into the grind, doing that whole thing. But after the first couple of weeks, it'll be over. And we'll be on to the next thing. So we just want you to be encouraged this morning as you're traveling in. We want you to make sure that you stay engaged. Make sure that you're watching out for when those school buses are stopping. As we travel in on the highway, a lot of kids live on the highway. So there's school buses that have to stop. So if you're texting or you are otherwise engaged, then you might miss that. So make sure that you're watching out for school bus stops. You know they're stopping frequently. Make sure you're slowing down for school zones. And most importantly, make sure that you're watching out for kids that are walking to school or that are crossing those crossing zones. Hey, everybody, it's Tuesday. It's 7:43 a.m. Central Standard, 8:43 Eastern. And you're on point, the official OPT Network. We're going to take a break here. Oh, yeah, but we're back right after this. Stay with us. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. 2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
The concrete jungle, home to the Burger Devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a Burger Devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers, bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. We believe that you're off to a great start, and we are as well. It's 7:48. Remember, school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. Also want to remind you that you can connect with Team OPT at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. Also, you can always, always go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. You can get what's coming up. You can go on and see past guests. You can also connect with them via their websites. So much great information. So we would really, really encourage you to utilize our website and stay connected with the OPT network. Also, you can phone us at our offices at 318-445-5658. Let me just say that this segment, of course, is sponsored by Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Share today and shape tomorrow. We're going to be telling you more about this incredible program. And we feel so strongly and so passionate about this program. And, you know, we're talking to people that have foster kids, that want to be foster grandparents, and that are really, really doing their part in helping to shape the next generation. And the way that we do that is to simply connect with this program and do it. Not only are they giving stipends, which is money that they have through a grant. Yeah, money. That doesn't affect any of your money. They're also paying mileage. And I'm telling you, it's like, DC, it's like getting paid to volunteer.
Getting paid to volunteer.
Where they do that at?
Where do they do that?
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program.
Yeah.
Here's the number. It's 318-484-2260. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. And our great friends at First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. And let me just say, I can't say enough about Be Unique Hair Salon, Nora Clayton and her team.
Nora.
Always, always keeping it real. Everybody that has ever either been to Nora, that knows Nora, knows one thing. She's got a growing hand. She knows hair. And you can phone Nora for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204.
Let's not forget, brother. He's serving.
Let's not forget Daryl's Auto Service. Trusted, oh my goodness, for over 35 years, 35 and counting. And they really, really take care and service the OPT Cruiser. But I'm going to tell you, they service a lot of cars. They're not going to give you anything that you don't need. They're going to make sure that your vehicle is on point, and they're not going to get it all greasy and oily and dirty. They too, DC, have an incredible team.
Excellent team.
Mm-hmm. And as we're talking about connecting with the OPT network, DC, it is race time coming up October 19th.
Susan G.
Komen, Race for the Cure. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later in the show. But this morning, DC, I want to talk about something that I think a lot of people are affected by. And we talk about it, and we need to keep talking about it because we want to help people with it. And that's the F word, not the F bomb, the F word that affects so many of us. And it's called fear. And yeah, and it can be a bomb. It can be a bomb that can debilitate and stifle us, that fear. And so I have been talking to a lot of people lately that are having to come out of a place of comfort, knowing where they are. And let me tell you something. Sometimes we get pushed out of our comfort zone. You may have been demoted. You may have been fired. You may have been pushed to the brink where you know it's time to pack your bag.
Yes.
And you see, within all of those things, plus so many more that I haven't said, you have to know when it's time to pack your bag.
Absolutely. That's why you have to be linked up to the one who knows all.
Mm. And so many people get strapped down in fear that they can't move. And then when they get strapped down in fear and they can't move, guess what happens? They start to open up their mouth and they start to say the things that they hear in their mind that are saying, how are you going to do that?
Like Job.
Absolutely.
The very thing that I feared has come upon me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, and then you start to manifest what you're thinking about and what's coming out of your mouth. And so yesterday I was having a conversation with a few people. And everybody was really in the same vein, really very fearful about the unknown. And so I was saying to them, you know, sometimes it's hard to comfort people when you don't know what to say. But when you've been there, like we have so many times, been in that place of uncertainty, been in that place of, wow, where's the next thing going to come from? Where's the next dollar going to come from?
Right.
We really understand it. So when we speak about it and when we comfort other people about it, it comes very much from a place of we've been there. And this is what I really want to encourage you about this morning. If you're headed in this morning and you're connected to the OPT network, I want to say to you, if you're feeling fearful, if you're feeling anxious, I want you to stop right now And yesterday, as I was thinking about the people that are really sort of going through, I started thinking about what the word tells us to do. Well, you know, most of the time when people become fearful, they say, I know what the word says. I know all of that. And then they add the proverbial but. And so I said to this friend, you have to learn to cast your cares. Okay, turn your mic on.
Oh, wait, not turn your responding mic on. Positively to...
Start over, because nobody heard
you. Here. Let me just go ahead. Sir, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Go ahead and make your plea to the people, sir.
Yes. My name is Reverend Kenny. I'm a bus driver. And I would like to make a appeal to Alexander Pineville area.
Uh-huh.
That you would just please help us out with crossing, yield to us.
Mm-hmm.
I you say that the children are your precious cargo, but you all won't help us out at mm-hmm. all. Could you please help us out so we can get your children to school safely?
Wow.
Just help us out.
Wow.
Help us out. That's all we ask.
Tell me your name again, sir. I hear the kids in the background. Tell me your name one more time.
Reverend Tenney.
Well, you know what, Reverend Tenney? We try to remind people every single morning as we remind ourselves driving in to help you guys. And you're absolutely on point. It is all of our precious cargo, and we want to make sure that everyone gets to school safely. So tell me one of the things that you find is like the biggest problem that you're seeing.
You know, let's say we're trying to cross a major intersection or something. They won't get, and we can be halfway across, and the traffic just steady coming, and they won't stop. They won't let us across. They won't yield to us.
Mm.
It just won't help us out at all. If we're trying to get into another lane, you know, it's like they don't care. All they care about is just getting to where they have to get. They don't, and you know, it's just, it's very dangerous for a bus driver to drive with the amount of kids they have,
mm-hmm.
and they have to deal with the kids, and then and keeping them safe and keeping them in control, keeping them in their seat,
mm-hmm.
and it makes it even harder when the traffic, the public, won't even help us a little bit on crossing or changing
mm-hmm.
lanes or
mm-hmm.
anything of that nature.
And you know what?
The bus is a big yield sign.
Yes, it is. And you know what, Reverend Tenney? I hear, and I think we all do, DC, I hear the frustration in your voice. And this is really the prime reason that we plea with the listeners every single morning to help school bus drivers, to help kids that are standing at school bus stops, to help our crossing guards, to help our resource officers, and to help you guys help to get our kids. They're all of our kids, not just my kid, but everybody's kid, help them to get to school safely. And we feel your urgency. We feel your frustration. And I just want to thank you. We want to thank you for calling in and really allowing people to hear your side and what you're seeing with how many kids you think you have on your bus, Reverend Tenney?
About 50 to 60 kids,
my
and
God.
Sometimes the bus is full to its capacity, and you know, it's just sad that we can't get any help, and people just look at you, and I mean, you can be almost getting across, and they just still won't stop, you
wow.
know. But the first time you have an accident,
that's right.
They want to blame the driver. They want to sue the school board.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, you're not helping the problem. You're just adding to the problem. And will it be enough when a bus driver have a wreck mm-hmm. and somebody's kid get killed?
Mm. Wow. Reverend Tenney, I feel your concern. DC, we feel it. And I just want to thank you for taking time to call in and ask us all to be the change that we want to see. And when I envision, you know, I was asking you how many kids, I'm thinking 30 to 40 maximum. but 50 to 60.
See, because the buses, your buses, you have 72 passengers, you have 65 passengers. And, you know, with elementary kids, you can sit three to a seat.
Okay.
But with junior high, with junior high and high school, it's two to a seat. And it's bad enough that the school buses are not designed to have seat belts for the kids because it's no way possible. So just think about it. That's one thing not in their favor. No seatbelt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's nothing you can do about it. You know, that's why the public is supposed to help us be safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard.
Right.
It's very, very dangerous. You know, but the first time something happened, they want to blame the bus driver.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you what, Reverend Tenney, you have done an incredible job of articulating what we really don't get a chance to see. And as I'm listening to you, I can see it in my mind's eye. I get a picture and a visual and an audible about what you're saying. And I tell you, it is so critically important that we all help in this. And not only have you talked about some critical things, but you got to also keep order on that bus.
Absolutely.
We just saw.
Yes, I mean, you have to be the discipline. You have to drive it. You have to maintain order. You have to. I mean, in some instances, you know, kids get hysterical about certain things. You know, fight breakout.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to pull over and try to bring it to a head. I mean, then you have some time where you don't know whether or not you're riding in a bus and whether or not some kid has a problem because of at home, and you don't know whether or not they have a pistol or anything in their pocket or anything, and just boom. The bus driver has a very dangerous job, and you know, there's nobody here to help the bus driver. He has to help himself.
Right. Reverend Tenney, I just can't thank you enough for taking the time, and we can tell just from hearing your bus that you keep really great order. But, you know, you have even enlightened us more this morning because we really knew that you had a lot, but now we really understand, D.C., how much more.
I want you to know that our supervisors are Mr. Edwards, Cynthia, Fern, Diane, Tammy. They do a very good job in trying to instilling in us to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
To be careful, you know, and while we're driving the bus, you know, not talking on the phone while you're driving and so on and so on. They're always trying to tell us this. But, you know, and people are so quick. If they see you on the cell phone, they're going to call and tell on you.
Mm-hmm.
If they see you, if you pull over and stop someone, they're going to call and tell. But, you know, you're not. It's just bad.
You know what? What I hear you saying, Reverend Tenney, is that we need everybody's help. And with all of the issues that you're dealing with on the bus to make sure that kids get to school safely, to make sure that you're watching out for kids, watching out for traffic, watching out for people that are just literally ticked off in the morning and that are trying to get there. Because we all know, let's just be honest, if you're in a hurry, the last thing you want to be behind is a school bus. And so that's why we implore people. We literally are begging people every morning to give yourself enough time. So in case something like that happens, but we feel your frustration, we feel your concern, and we're going to keep telling people, we're going to keep talking about it until eventually people are going to get it. And I want to say to you, Reverend Tenney, you are the change. You are doing an incredible job. Don't get discouraged. Keep the faith. It's going to work out, and we're going to keep doing it. We're going to keep telling people, D.C., and it's going to get better.
We really do appreciate it, and we thank you so very, very, very much.
Absolutely. And thank you, Reverend Tenney. Thank you for your phone call. And listen, you have an incredibly wonderful day.
Okay, you too.
All righty. Man, what a powerful call. And you know, we've been saying it because we see it too. We see it in the mornings. We see the aggravation. And do you see how many times have we said kids standing at school bus stops, a lot of them unattended?
Absolutely. And I think Reverend Tenney did a wonderful job of explaining in great detail. Not only do you have to be safe in what he's doing, he's having to maintain the order of 60, 70 kids, and he's having to deal with irate traffickers. That's, you know, he shouldn't have to deal with that.
Right.
We understand that he's got to deal with the bus and help to be a disciplinarian on the bus and do things on the bus that we expect for him to do. What we don't expect for him to have to deal with is irate drivers who are in such a hurry that they're putting all of our kids at risk.
He
shouldn't have to deal with that.
And then, as he said, as soon as something happens, the community, the state, everybody is in an uproar.
And there you go with your sensationalism. People coming out, the bus driver is, it must be racism.
Right. And,
come on.
And you know, it just is what it is. And so we all have to do our part. And we just saw a horrible thing happen on the bus with, you know, kids fighting on the bus. And this is not a new phenomenon. This has been happening. So as Reverend Tenney said, he has to be the disciplinarian. He's got to be the mom. He's got to be the dad. He's got to be so many things. And we never know what kids are dealing with in the morning. You know, you just never know. And if this doesn't drive our point home about asking you to slow down every single morning, if this doesn't drive the point home, D.C., I absolutely don't know what will.
Absolutely. And, but, you know, this morning you started off the show, and like you do it every morning,
with
saying be careful about school zones. Be careful at the end of the day about school zones.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get a person here that calls saying, look, could you please make an appeal to the people to tell them to be safe around these buses? And as he said, the bus is a big yield sign.
It is a big
every
yield
time
sign.
You see the bus, you should yield.
Mm-hmm.
Slow down.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big yellow bus.
Absolutely. And this morning it really, really drove it home for me as I was watching just a little kid. And he did have supervision out there, but on Highway 71, you know, you gotta slow down. Y'all, this is about each of us doing our part. That's why we're asking you to create a plan at night so that you're not so harried and hurried in the morning. And you know what? We can prevent a lot of these happenings by simply getting up, getting there, and being on time. And that way you don't have to worry about these problems. And we also want to make an appeal for our crossing guards too. I love crossing guards. When our son was in elementary school, the crossing guards are so faithful, and they're out there and they're having to deal with so much. And they're out there if it's raining, they're out there if it's cold, they're out there if it's hot. And we really just, we appreciate what these authority figures are doing for not just our kid, but every kid, D.C.
Absolutely. Big ups to Reverend Tenney.
Big ups.
You know, not only did he just, and I don't know if he listens to us or but he called in and said, look, can y'all please make an appeal to the people? And we would like to appeal to you. If you're out there driving, be safe. Drive carefully, you know, and if you see a school bus, yield, slow down, help the bus driver. Don't be a burden to the bus driver.
Absolutely.
Help him out.
And you know what? We're going to continue to remind you again, big ups to Reverend Tenney and to all of the people that he named that really work hard to make sure that all kids,
all the supervisors,
are safe. Hey, you know what? You're on point, everybody. This is the official OPT Network. We've got to take a break here, but when we come back, I was getting somewhere about fear. And you know what? We want to dispel that this morning. We want you to start your morning not with fear and anxiety, but with courage, being courageous, and understanding that, you know what? We are not in control anyway. We've got to hand it over. Hey, everybody, stay with us. I've got to take a break here, but we're back with more after this.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen.
There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Every day, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
My shot. Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important. But it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps. Being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for The Cure,
October 19th at www.comanacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fannie Gordon, owner and operator of Fannie Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivy Anna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Tuesday, August 20th, 8:18. If you're on your way, we want to remind you, we're going to continue to remind you to be careful, slow down, make sure you get there safely. 9:18 if you're on Eastern Time, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish, McDonald's of Alexandria, Red River Bank, Everyday Extraordinary Banking, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program, Get Wired Satellites, and then get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. Here's the number, 318-487-1881. Well, this morning, DC, switching gears just a bit, you know, it is about that time that we are getting ready, getting prepared, getting excited about the 2013 Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure.
Race.
And, you know, there are so many people,
every year that we have been involved in the race that have come together to be the change that they want to see. And I want to start by talking about Darlene St. Romain and her team at Sylvia's. As we are getting prepared to get members of our team registered, there are people like Darlene St. Romain that has been relentless in helping us to be the change that we all want to see in this fight against breast cancer, DC.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so tell people what the team's name is going to be. It's going to be a little bit different.
The team, big ups to Darlene, because Darlene is not only instrumental in doing Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's on the front lines of everything we're doing. Of course, they've walked every year since we've been in this, she and Maurice.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, she's taken the step further. Her and her team are actually, one of the people in her team is going to be the team captain for Team OPT. Now, it's going to be Team OPT slash Sylvia's, okay?
She is basically
sponsoring with us 100. She is doing all that she can do to be the change that she wants to see. And already this morning, I got a text from my cousin, Lasagna Swayze.
Lasagna Dion.
She's listening right now. She's inquiring about how she can be at the Pink Party. And I'm definitely going to be giving you a call after the program, Lasagna, to let you know how you and Kim Sweezy Bratton, all of y'all need to get a table and be at the Pink Party this year and represent you.
Absolutely. And this is going to be the second annual Pink Party for the Cure. And already it is creating such a buzz.
It really is. The headliner is going to be Tucker, mm-hmm. Tony Groove from FM 93.9 is going to be the DJ.
Uh-huh.
Of course, you know, Tony knows how to get down.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we're just going to put it together. And hopefully this year, being the second annual, we kind of know what it's going to look like this year. Darlene is already doing all that is necessary. If you're in and around the Bunk area or anywhere, you know, you can always reach us at the OPT offices at 318-445-5658. We're going to have tickets. Darlene and her team are going to have tickets. We're kind of getting people on notice early. It's not until October the 26th, but we're getting it going early because the place is going to fill up quick.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunkie, mm-hmm. and it is sure to be a big gala this year, and it is for an excellent cause, and it's all about breast cancer and helping in the fight against breast cancer. Also want to let everybody know that the team captain this year is Shantae Randall. Shantae Randall is from Palmetto,
mm-hmm.
and Darlene chose her because Darlene is going to be out front heading a lot of this up, she and her team.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
just want everybody to know that if you're wanting to walk in it, if we would like to just have people walk, Garlett.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course we'd like for you to join our team. That's all great. But we also want people to formulate their own teams,
mm-hmm.
you know, and be the change that you want to see in this fight against breast cancer. You know, this is where it starts. This is near and dear to our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we chose as a company to be out there, to be the front runner. Of course, we give to a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we sponsor the Go Red for Women campaign.
Mm-hmm.
We sponsor a lot of other events. But this event is where it started at, with us starting to give. And so if mm-hmm. you would like to be a part of it, you can contact us at the OPT offices at 318-445-5658. Or you can contact Darlene and her team. What's the number to Sylvia's over there, Corlette?
It's 318-346-2540 or in Opelousas.
Eventually we're going to have Shantae Randall, who's going to be fielding a lot of calls and answer and helping you out to get registered. We're going to probably try to get her and Darlene's team on the show to not only talk about the Pink Party, but also to talk about the race.
Mm-hmm.
It is time. We're about to go pink, everybody, so let's get ready.
Absolutely. We're getting fired up. And let me just remind people where they can go to get registered. You go to www. Now, the website is different this year, so work with me. Wait a minute. Let me give the website.
Go ahead.
It's www.comen, K-O-M-E-N, Acadiana. .org, and I'll spell that ACADIANA.org. And we're going to be available to help you, to walk you through. And as you said, DC, we want to encourage others to form their own team. You don't
Absolutely.
Necessarily just have to walk with On Point Talk slash Sylvia's. You can create your own team. We just want as many people as possible to get out and get involved. It is absolutely life-changing.
Absolutely. And all through the year, you hear us talking about the free mammograms,
mm-hmm.
how you can go over to Caprini Hospital, get with Diane Kitts. Right now, if you need a mammogram, you can go over there if you're 40 years or older and get a free mammogram.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of the money that we raise help to help in this fight against breast cancer, and 75% of the money that we raise stays right here in our community,
mm-hmm.
so that we can help to fight breast cancer and help people who are in need,
mm-hmm.
in finding ways to find out if they have breast cancer. And the other 25% goes in research to find new ways to fight this dreadful disease.
Absolutely.
A lot of people suffer from it. You know, it doesn't have a face. It doesn't a race. No socioeconomic background. It does not discriminate.
Mm-hmm.
It does not discriminate. And African American women are affected the most. Not because it hurts us the most. It's because we're not being tested.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you hear us pushing it year round to go over to Cabrini and get your free mammogram.
And you know what? Every year, DC, no matter what kind of challenges we're having in our own personal lives, no matter how hard that we work in this effort, every year we figure, oh my goodness, how will we do it again? But God
Absolutely.
Gives us a fresh anointing. He energizes us to be the change that we want to see, not to just talk about it, to be about it. And every year, DC, I see Coach Janice Joseph Richard's face.
Absolutely.
And not just at this time of the year, but I think of her often, and I think of the work that she did until the day that she could not work and fight anymore. And I say, who am I to get tired?
Absolutely.
You know, and I think about seeing my cousin, Deborah Lewis Lavallace, struggle and fight and be so courageous, and all of the faces of the women that we know and that we don't know, and the women that will have breast cancer, that are not having mammograms. It is critically, critically important. And this is why we're so passionate about it. This is
Yes.
why we're going to be talking about it from now.
Absolutely.
Until,
after
until,
the race.
You're
after
right.
After the pink party. I mean, and we talk about it year round, Carlette.
Mm-hmm.
And we cannot stress enough to the people who are listening about early detection.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if you feel or see or anything, just have a mammogram. It is the absolute best way
mm-hmm.
to figure out and find it early. Most of the people who detect this situation early
mm-hmm.
go on to live healthy, productive lives.
Absolutely.
It's just when you don't detect it early, it gets a hold of you and it gets out of control. So the key is early detection.
Absolutely. Brother. And also, self breast exams. Women, I encourage you often to touch your breasts, know your breasts, know the changes in your breast. But you know, as we get back into really, really talking about health issues, we want people to know that although we talk about this issue a lot, it is a collective issue. And what we have purposed in our heart to do is to work with the foundation. So really what that means, and I think a lot of people don't understand, DC, that you can't like raise money individually for each person, but we can collectively No. come together and help with the research. And so that's what a lot of people, DC, get a little bit confused about.
Absolutely. When we're raising money for breast cancer, we're raising money for the foundation. You know, a lot of people think that when we're raising this money, we're raising this money for a specific person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we wouldn't be able to do that. If everybody who needed money to go out and pay their medical bills, that's all we would do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because everybody always needs money to pay their medical bills. What we're trying to do is help in the fight, in the research, in helping people to find out if they have the disease
mm-hmm.
early with the free mammograms, things of that nature. That's what the money goes toward. And of course, toward research so that we can actually someday find a cure to this dreadful disease.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where everybody gets
mm-hmm.
that, not just one individual person.
Absolutely.
So a lot of people may have it confused because you see people raising money for their medical bills, and that's fine. you know, that's absolutely wonderful. We commend those people and big ups to them. And you know, we like donating to that too out of our own pockets.
Right.
But when we start to raise money, we're raising money for the foundation for the good of the whole population.
Right. It's a global movement.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Louisiana has been affected so terribly bad by breast cancer that is the reason why we were able to get the race, and Alexandria, more specifically, this area, by breast cancer. And so every single time that we ask you to have a mammogram, every single time that we will come on and ask you to be the change that you want to see, just know that we're not asking you in just that we're working just as hard, we're giving just as much, and we will never, we've always, always said this, DC, we will never ask you to do anything that we won't first do. We will never ask you to write a check if we don't first pull out the checkbook and write one.
Absolutely. And, you know, this thing, everybody cannot give hundreds and thousands of dollars to this cause. We appreciate that. We understand that. And we know, you know, when we say Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, we're not saying that we're going to tear the roof down because we just want a party, okay? You know, we're all God-fearing people, Christian people. We understand that. We're going, what we're doing is, it is a way to raise money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it is called Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure.
Mm-hmm.
We're not just going party because we party every weekend. Now, of course, it's going to be a party.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really a big gala is what it is. You know, and, you know, but Darlene wanted to, you know, this is her baby. This is what she named it. But it is a gala, and it's a gala for breast cancer. And so if you only buy a ticket to the gala, you've helped in the fight against mm-hmm. breast cancer. Now, there's going to be a lot of things going on at the gala. And, of course, we're going to fill you in on that
mm-hmm.
more as we get to it. You know, we're going to be giving away prizes, mm-hmm. you know, and, of course, you know, if you've ever been to one of Darlene's parties, you know she don't play. She's going to be giving away computers, probably, TVs. You know, she might even give away a Range Rover truck.
Uh-oh, I don't think she's going to give away a Range Rover.
She might give away a Rover truck. That's Lean.
But let me just say, DC, to just connect with what you're saying, this is going to be a gala with a purpose.
Absolutely, absolutely. And last year, it was absolutely wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got a chance to see it. And, you know, as Darlene and we're talking with her, we're saying, look, the first one was actually for us to be able to map it out,
mm-hmm.
you know, see what works, see what doesn't work. And it went really, really well to be the first one. It shocked us that it went so well.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, the buzz is being built up. You know, Darlene has the pink carpet. You know, everybody, she's got a photographer there taking pictures. I mean, it is just a really fun gala for a really serious cause.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a way that everybody can give back.
Absolutely.
Everybody can give back because the tickets are only $20. And you're going to see Tucker. And you know DJ Groove, Tony Groove, he's got moves to make you improve. He's going to make it happen.
Absolutely.
You know, he gets down.
He's going to be on the ones and twos.
Absolutely.
It's going to be the party of the year.
The party of all parties.
It's going to be the party of all parties. And, you know, I just want...
And if you're Christian, you can come too, because it's not a out-of-control party.
Right.
It's not going to be out-of-control party. It's done with a lot of class and a lot of tact. And
mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's just how we do it.
And if you never go to a party and you are looking for something to do and you're looking for a great reason why you should do it, then the pink party for the Cure
absolutely.
Is where you will want to make.
Lasagna's going to be there.
Well, a lot of people are going to be there.
Lasagna Dion Swayze.
She's going to be there. She's going to
be
in the
there.
House.
She's going to be there. And I'm thinking probably Lasagna will get a table because I'm going to make an offer she can't refuse after.
Absolutely. And DC, we want to encourage people. Darlene already has the flyers we set down
absolutely.
Yesterday. They are beautiful.
Absolutely wonderful.
And I don't want to give away too much of the theme. I don't want to steal her thunder, so I'm going to let her talk about the theme and the idea and how wonderful the party's going to be when she joins us. But let me just say this, DC, about Darlene and about her team.
Say it.
And I've said this many, many times, but I never cease to be inspired by the hard work that Darlene places not only in her business, but that she places on giving back. Now, she has literally
yes.
been planning for this gala since last year.
Absolutely, she has.
And she has created such a beautiful poster and tickets with such a spirit of excellence that we say to you, Darlene, you're always working to make others' lives better.
Yes, she does.
And I get so inspired by that. And just,
she
is a giver.
Me. she inspires me because, you see, the more she gives, the more she receives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were in Opelousas. Big ups to y'all down there in Opelousas. We were in Opelousas a couple of weeks ago. We had to run down there on business. And we looked, we were on the boulevard, and we say, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
Another Sylvia's? No, that's Sylvia's Caring Companion, Opelousas. We had never seen it.
Absolutely.
Beautiful place over there.
Beautiful.
Go lean.
And so I just want to say to all those people that you always say that you're going to do something, and you always say that you're going to give, I would say to you, this year, stop talking about it and be about it.
And absolutely. And if you call yourself a friend of On Point Talk and you're, you know, you're saying, well, you know, I listen and I know them and I'm friends with them and I'm not going, that's not cool.
That's not cool.
That's not cool. You know, we're trying to raise money. You may not want to give any money or anything like that right there. That's all fine. We appreciate that. But who can't save $20 between now and get you a nice pink outfit? It's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wears pink. Mm-hmm. Men, you know. Everybody in the party has on some form of pink.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're just a man who just decides, you know, I don't want to wear pink, like we have pink pins. You
right.
know,
and that's cool,
you know,
too.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, just do it how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Be you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you. And
But be at the pink party.
Let's raise some money. You know, a lot of people think that our community don't give anything.
Mm.
We don't give a lot.
Mm.
You know, we just
now
don't
that
give.
That
we
is a strong
takers.
Statement you just said there. A lot of people do feel that way, and so what are you saying about that? How do we dispel that? Because I don't think that that's
big ups to Gary Johnson. You know, that's Carl Johnson's brother. You know, he and Carl bought a table last year.
Absolutely, they
Gary,
did.
We expect for y'all to show up this year.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they were in the.
But
place
let me
to be.
But let me take you back to that. You said a lot of people think that our community doesn't give back. I want you to expound on that.
Thank you, Steve Figgins. Just got his text. He had a table last year,
right.
too. He and his
good.
Well, what that means, Carlette, is, you know, some people believe that in the African-American communities, a lot of people just take.
Hmm.
I mean, that's not me saying it. That's just what, you know, take, and just expect people to give. You know, it's up to us to be givers in our communities. That's why I try to be out front with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not just talking about it. You know, I will give to any situation that there is to give to. Somebody just has to ask me. I don't know to give to it if nobody asks me.
Right.
You know, I try to be a giver because I firmly believe that you cannot be God-given. And when we're dealing with a situation that's affecting us most, shouldn't we be the people giving the most?
Wow. I don't know. When you said that, it stopped all of my thoughts cold in that moment and in that thought.
Yeah, because I said it.
Yeah, because you said it.
Yeah.
And,
you know, we need to be bigger givers, you know, and we need
wow.
to be able to give out of our need. In other words, it's easy for me to give if I've got $1 million to give $200.
Right.
That's an easy give. You know, it is not that easy to give when I only have $150 and you're asking for 20 of it.
Right.
But that's the giving that gets me the return.
Right.
You know, when I give out of what I need, you know, God gives it back to me. Pressed down, shaken over, running together. Have that.
Pressed down, shaken together, running over.
Shall men give into my bosom?
Absolutely.
Men should be giving.
Absolutely. And, you
and
know,
we can't ask the church. Because let me get this straight too, Carlette, because this is very important. And you know, I asked God about this, and I've been praying about this,
mm-hmm.
and I believe God answered me with this. A lot of people think that the church should be giving to all this stuff. The church is a place to receive. To receive, we should be giving to the church. If the church had to give every one of its members so much money, the church would be broke.
Hmm.
The church is just not a place that, you know, I hear people say all the time, well, the church didn't give nothing.
Well, you know, DC, that's an area where you and I sort of
I but Carlette, I'm telling you, I seek God on it.
Yeah.
You know, the church is a place where you go and give.
Well, let me just say this. I want to personally thank all of the churches that did give, and maybe they did give out of their necessity.
Absolutely.
Because
churches gave.
You absolutely cannot be God-giving.
Right, you can't be God-giving. Churches gave, and, you know, let us not forget about Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church.
Absolutely.
In Cottonport, Louisiana, because they are on the front lines. We
mm-hmm.
have a program that's going to be taking place there, I think, the 27th. That's October the 27th. That's the day after the Pink Party.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to implore a lot of people from the Pink Party to come to church there.
Absolutely.
The next day
mm-hmm.
to be a part of what they're doing at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church. You know, with the Reverend Augustine down there, Chris
mm-hmm.
Augustine and his team, Miss Miss Anderson, they do an absolutely wonderful pink program every year. And this year we're going to do, because they did it for the first time last year,
right,
we're going to do everything we can to make that program even more successful this year.
Absolutely.
You know, because now we're not operating cold. We kind of know what the thing looks like, feels mm-hmm. like, smells like. And so we know what we need to do to make those things even more successful.
Absolutely.
Big ups to everybody who are getting involved in this campaign and us raising money to help the cause instead of just getting in line to take.
I know we better need to take a break, you think? But before we do that, let me just say this, DC. Reverend Augustine and his church have been co-partners with On Point Talk from the inception. We cannot thank you, Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, enough. You have sent a check from the very beginning. Every month we have received a check from them, DC.
Absolutely.
Every month.
As a matter of fact, every time last year, year before last, we raised $20,000. Last year we raised $10,000. Because we started off slow. You know, this year we expect to raise a lot of money. I mean, and it doesn't matter how much money it is, as long as everybody just try to do something, get in where you fit in. We had superstar people that participated in this. I don't have all the names right now, but we're going to start getting into the names of people who helped. I mean, and there are a lot of you out there who each year it's a different batch of people.
Mm-hmm.
And both years that we did it, it was some of the same people. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, just, you know, we just say to people, you know, get in where you fit in. You know, stop being a spectator. You know, get involved. You know, if you don't, you know, Darlene is doing so much stuff down there
mm-hmm.
to give back. And this woman, I'm believing God that she is going to be one of the richest people in Central Louisiana just because she's always giving.
Absolutely.
She's always giving. And I pray for her all the time and say, mm-hmm. God, help her to continue to be the change that she wants to see in and around Central Louisiana, because she is definitely being the change. You know, big ups to Johnny Marks, who does a lot over at her McDonald's. You know, of course, she's a cancer survivor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she does the pink ribbons over there at both the Pineville McDonald's. You know, we can't forget about the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. They always show up and show out. You know, Cindy Beauregard, who is the CEO over there, a proud sponsor of the OPT and everything that we do. And, you know, they're just out there on the front lines, you know, being the change they want to see. Let's not forget Davis One Stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Hollywood, Deisha Davis,
mm-hmm.
you know, doing all that they can do to be the change that they want to see. You know, man, we appreciate these people.
I wish you could see how hard DC is working. And you know what? We have so many people that we want to thank. And I want to thank you, DC, first of all, for signing the contract and making this all possible. Because
glad to do.
Without that, none of this would be possible. We're going to take a break here. But when we come back, I really want to revisit us helping ourselves and being the change for ourselves that we need to be by doing what we can. We're going to challenge you this year to step up bigger, better, and greater than you ever have. Stay on point, everybody. We're back after this.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
My shot.
Man, what a glorious summer day.
Joe's surprisingly cheery response can be traced to what's in his golf cart cup holder.
Try again. These trees are majestic.
It's the McCafe line of delicious, rejuvenating beverages. Joe's enjoying the delicious wonder of the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie, made with blueberries and raspberries with a splash of pomegranate juice. And speaking of splash...
Man, I love golf.
There's always something new to love from McCafe. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Your children are your heart, and their education is important, but it can leave your pocketbook on life support. So where do you turn to take care of your little dear's back-to-school needs? No other place than Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. With their great back-to-school loan special, rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty discounts and a 12-month payment plan, you can get up to $2,000 today. So don't stress. Let Heart of Louisiana take care of your little heart this school year. Hurry in. Offer ends August 15th. Give them a call at 473-4562 or visit them on the web at heartcu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Quote rate is the lowest available rate and will be based on your credit score. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. We will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana loans with this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA. Limit one back to school loan per household.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, boy, it's winding down. It's 8:48. Today is Tuesday. We hope that you're off to a great start. And right now we're talking about the Race for the Cure, the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, happening October 19th. And, you know, we were just talking about, D.C., all of the people who help. And, you know, it really saddens me that we are not our own best advocates in many respects. And so if you know that and you've been feeling that, this is a great opportunity to change that, because we know that 1 in 8 women will be affected by breast cancer. We know this unequivocally. And as I was thinking about all of the people who have been what I like to call out front, and I'm thinking about Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church in Cottonport. They were the very first church to come on board as givers. And not only were they the very first church to come on to believe in what we were doing, they continued. They continued consistently.
Yes.
And as you talk about the program that they will be holding, we will be there I will be speaking at the program on October the 27th, and we want to encourage people to save the date, to come out and join us in fellowship and celebrating life.
Absolutely. And that is an excellent way for churches in that area to give back, is that you have your congregation come to that service.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that is raising awareness. This movement is not just about donations. It's about awareness. Mm-hmm. It's about people being more aware of the fact that breast cancer is killing a lot of people still to this day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about people becoming aware, all people becoming aware, because this also affects some men, a small percentage of men, mm-hmm. of being aware of this disease, mm-hmm. and knowing how to detect it, how to deal with it, where to go, and things of that nature, Carlette.
Absolutely. And, you know, when I think about churches and the role that churches should play, I guess it could be argued, it could be disputed. But when I look at churches, every church, every town, USA, is filled with women.
Yes.
Filled with women who are survivors, filled with women who currently have breast cancer, filled with women who have had breast cancer and are having a reoccurrence.
Yes.
Filled with women who have died from breast cancer. Faithful women. And I would say to the church that if you don't give, and we differ on that, you feel like the church is a place that, you know,
the church receives.
They receive, okay, but nevertheless.
But there's things, let me say this right
okay.
here. There's things that churches can do. You know, we understand that, you know, the church is, I feel so passionately,
DC, because the church is filled with women.
Well, yeah, the church, there's things that the church can do, but not by way of giving.
Okay, do something.
You know, because let me say this. Anytime a church has something going on, I'm going to try to give to it, because that's where my blessings comes in. I'm giving to the church.
Right.
Church don't ever have to give me anything. Let me just say that. Ever, ever. And if they need something, they can always get with me.
Absolutely. I feel that.
Because I'm trying to be prosperous. And I believe the more you give to churches and places that are doing what churches do, you know, God is going to bless us.
You know, we talk about the tradition and people getting away from tradition, but years and years and years ago, and we saw it in The Butler, you know, re-chronicling
right.
where we've come from. The church was a place where we went for information.
It really was, Carlette, but we didn't go there for money. The churches, I believe, okay. even in the civil rights movement,
touché.
The churches were doing a lot, but they weren't giving a whole bunch of money.
Okay.
I mean, and they probably, don't get me wrong, there was some that was probably giving money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ones who could afford it, and, you know, big ups to them. But all I'm saying is I think that we as the people have kind of gotten a little twisted when it comes down to the church, and a lot of pastors are just not going to say it, I believe, because it's dangerous to say it if you're a pastor. You know, in this atmosphere that we're in, the church can't just be handing out paychecks to people.
Okay.
That's just, I mean, and I'm looking at it like from a standpoint of a business.
Business,
you know,
yeah.
I run a business. And
you know how I'm looking at it. I'm
right.
looking at
I mean,
it from the
know,
heart.
And this is hard to say.
Right.
You know, it's hard to say. Churches need money to keep doing what they do, keep their doors open, pay their bills. And there's a lot of times that churches help people. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they can't just broadcast the people that they've helped.
Right.
Because that creates another problem.
And I think that DC's being so adamant about this is because he really had to quail my heatedness.
Well, I had to ask God. I had to seek God on
it. I was a little heated.
You know,
mm-hmm.
because we're like, okay, the churches should be more involved.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe, though, that churches can get more involved. For
mm-hmm.
instance, if you're a church out there, you can put a program together, a pink program,
mm-hmm.
to raise some money and give it to some foundation. You know, you can do that. That's something that a church can do.
Right.
But I don't think churches need to be handing out checks. And some churches even hand out checks, the ones that are more prosperous.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that they do that, but they make the decision, and the head of that church makes that decision. You know, who are we to say what the church should do? That's all I'm saying.
Okay. All right.
If
and
I'm not in there looking at their financial statements, I can't really say what they need to do or not do.
I get
you
that.
You know, and I believe God put people at the head of those churches. You know, you'll never hear me saying something like, churches go to your benevolence fund. To me, that is the most pompous,
egotistical, arrogant statement a person can sit and make, not knowing what those people's financial situation is.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who am I to say what they need to be doing?
And that's why we want to lead by being out front, by us giving.
Yeah, because I'm going to give.
And then we encourage you to give. And
absolutely.
And you know what? If you're one of those people, and this is going to take a lot, if you're one of those people that never gives, gosh, I hope, D.C., that this year and this race will breed a new brand
absolutely.
Of givers.
Absolutely.
Either of your time, of your monetary.
Absolutely.
You know, of something. You know, don't let it be said that we're not giving to help ourselves. Please.
Yeah, because that's what gives people the strength not to give. You know, when they say, okay, why am I going to give and people are not giving to help themselves?
Right.
That's the attitude of a lot of people with money.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to just be giving to people. I mean, you know, God helps those who help themselves.
Right. And if everybody gives a little bit, it'll turn into a movement that is large and that will help us all. Because what we understand from having so many people in our very own family, friends, we just got the word on another friend just yesterday that
Absolutely.
Has been plagued with stage 4 cancer. It's not breast cancer, but just cancer in general. Do you see, when we understand the magnitude of that, it should make us all want to move because we never know who's going to be the next person.
That's correct, Colette.
And we don't want to wait and give and start to tell people to give when it's us and our family.
Absolutely. Wait until it hits somebody you know
right.
and then now you're all about it.
Oh, you're all about it. Let's
yeah.
sow a seed before you need that. Let's put a seed in the ground. And we're going to be talking about it. It's going to be exciting. We're going to be having fun. But we are going to ask you to give.
Absolutely. And a lot of people know that this time of year, what we do is we sort of put our business on hold. You know,
mm-hmm.
we don't do a whole lot. We don't go out, you know, but we believe that God blesses us to be a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been blessed here doing this program. You know, it is our full-time employment. It
mm-hmm.
is what we do, you know, and God has blessed us to profit from it.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe that it is such time that, you know, it's time to give something back. Now, we give all during the year, but during this time of year, you know, we look at giving big.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to be big givers. We're aligning ourselves with people who don't mind giving. And who we're talking to today are the people who've just been sitting on the sideline saying, I don't have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm right here right now, I'm thinking about Miss English,
mm-hmm.
you know, in Cheneyville. Miss
mm-hmm.
English sits there in her house, and you never even see her.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's time to give, she is the first, Miss
mm-hmm.
Margaret English is who
mm-hmm.
I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
She is the first person to call you and say, how can I give to?
Absolutely.
You know, that's what I'm saying. You know, and it's not like she's giving out of an abundance where she's saying, here's $1,000, but she's always trying to be the change that she doesn't just listen and say, oh, they're not talking to me. Yeah,
right.
We're talking to you.
Absolutely. And you know what, DC? How does that bless us?
Man, it blesses us to be strong.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody like Miss Margaret English calls and said, hey, I want to give this amount. I know it's not that much, but, you know, I want to be the change that I want to see. It really fuels us to stay in this fight because we're seeing that what we're doing is actually working. And that's why people like Miss English gives us strength
mm-hmm.
and the fuel
mm-hmm.
to continue in this fight. Thank you, Miss English.
Thank you, Miss English. And let me just say, it takes fuel because people look at us and think, oh, maybe we have it all together. But we have to battle. We have to go through the challenges of being business owners and doing what we have to do to support our business and support our family just like everybody else. But I'm going to tell you one thing we're not going to be afraid to do. We're not going to be afraid to give. I guarantee you, we talked about fear early on. We talk about it a lot. We will not be afraid to give because you know what? We know that our daddy, he owns it all. And I promise you, when you put your heart and you put your money out on the line, you will see God will never leave you. Hey, everybody, thank you so much. Reverend Tenney, thank you for being the change that you want to see. We're so out of time. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. And remember, it's just not words. Mahatma Gandhi said it. We say it every single morning. Be the change that you want to see. For young David Christmas, for Big D Christmas, full of energy.
Big D.
full of energy, full of love, full of giving.
Let's be the change.
Oh, yeah. I'm Carlette Christmas. Hey, everybody. Have a safe Tuesday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Wine Down Wednesday.